idées. Les secondes du LP2I en parlent.
Hello everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
So, we are going to present you a debate on robots. Are you for or against having a human-made robot at home? Today, we have two guests for debate in this subject. Ladies first.
I'm against having a human-made robot at home. I think it can be dangerous if the robot breaks down, for example, it can make wrong decisions that make serious consequences.
Not at all. It can do the house chores. It is very interesting.
Of course, but it's too expensive.
I tend to think that Natalia is right. It's very expensive.
But it's funny, you can play with it like a friend.
That's wrong. It can't be a friend because it's not a human.
Well, would Antoine like to add anything?
Yes. The robot is small, so you can bring it anywhere.
I agree with you, but the pirates can take over control of the camera and spy on you in your home.
Yes, but it's a beautiful object.
What exactly do you mean?
You can choose the colors, blue, red, black, yellow.
For me, the color is not important.
I don't agree at all, because the colors is very important for the children. Pink for girls and blue for boys, for example.
Excuse me for interrupting. It was very interesting, but we are running short of time. Thank you for everything. I think we will make our listener think.
I'm giving you a night call. Tell you how I feel. I want to drive you through the night, down the hills.
Then we will present you an article on the origins of robots.
The man who had at the origin of robots was Karel Čapek, a Czechoslovakian writer. He imagined some for drama. For him, robots were used as electronic servants who turned on their masters when given emotions. In 1950s, the cinema started using robots in but also in TV shows. The computer helped scientists to advance in their research on robots because computers had become more powerful and compact. With powerful computer, scientists can program robots with artificial intelligence so that they can make decisions. In 1961, the first robot was created. It was called Unimate and it was in a General Motors factory. This factory produced automobiles and automobile components.
They're talking about you, boy. But you're still the same. There's something inside you. It's hard to explain.
Now we will speak about industrial robots in surgery with Antoine.
In 1985, a robot, the Puma 200, has used to place a needle for a brain biopsy. In 1992, the robot, developed at Imperial College London, has used to perform prosthetic surgery. It was the first pure robotic surgery in the world. The RoboDoc was introduced in 1992 to mill out precise fighting in the femur for a replacement. The purpose of the RoboDoc was to replace the previous method of carving out a femur for an implant. The Da Vinci senses the surgeon's hand movements and translates them electronically into scaled-down micro-movements to manipulate the tiny proprietary instruments. In May 2006, the first artificial intelligence doctor conducted unis-assisted robotic surgery on a 34-year-old male to correct heart arrhythmia. The results were rated as better than an above-average human surgeon.
but you're still the same.
I'm giving you a night call to tell you how I feel. I want to drive you through the night, down the hills. I gotta tell you something you don't want to hear.
Now it's finished, so goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks for everything.
MID, les secondes du LP2I en parlent.